By April 30th, Hooker's forces had crossed the Rappahannock, both at Kelly's Ford and at a point south of Fredericksburg. The complex maneuvers caught Lee napping. Hooker, whose gamble had given him Chancellorsville at virtually no cost and a head start against Lee, boasted to reporters riding with him that the rebel army is now the legitimate property of the Army of the Potomac. Patrick, who had less confidence in the commanders serving under Hooker, wasn't so sure. Butterfield ordered Colonel Sharp and Professor Lowe to be vigilant and watchful, to get all information possible. Hooker wanted to know every move Lee made in response to his moves. Sharp rode his horse at a gallop to the Union position south of Fredericksburg to help with the interrogation of prisoners for any hint that Longstreet's two divisions in southern Virginia and North Carolina might be reinforcing Lee. If those two divisions stirred, Hooker wanted to know it. The prisoners said no more troops had arrived. Lowe's three balloons ascended as frequently as weather permitted to watch rebel forces across the Rappahannock from U.S. Ford to south of Fredericksburg. Hooker wanted the balloons up practically every daylight hour to observe Confederate movements and sometimes into the night to see where the enemy's campfires are, the general's aide told Lowe. Hooker demanded that their reports be sent to him immediately. The confident Potomac Army commander moved his headquarters to the Widow Chancellor's mansion at Chancellorsville, expecting, or more likely hoping, that Lee would not fight in the face of five Union Army Corps there or near there. But on May 1st, after dense fog in early morning gave way to a beautiful spring day with a soft breeze, Lee, who faced his toughest opponent so far in Hooker, kept a skeletal force of about 12,400 soldiers to hold off the 47,000 Yankees south of Fredericksburg and attacked the advancing Union force east of Chancellorsville with the remaining 36,300 infantrymen he had there. Fighting Joe, who had about 50,000 men confronting Lee with 22,000 more on the way, grew too cautious too soon. Losing his nerve, he ceded the initiative to the Confederate commander and ordered his men to fall back to Chancellorsville and what he considered a better defensive position. Why became a subject of hot debate after the battle. Hooker lacked moral stamina, some concluded. A man bold when leading a division or corps, but timid with an entire army. Perhaps fatigue conquered him. Perhaps he had been drinking. Or sober when he needed a shot of whiskey to stiffen his spine.